bitches. Selfish and vain. Don't you dare laugh at me. I won't stand for impudence from any of you. And stop trying to scare me all the time. It won't work. You can't fool me. If you promise to be good, I'll leave the lights on. And remember, no more laughing.
You're driving down a desolate highway. You turn off onto a lonely dirt road. After a long distance, you see your destination. A one-room shack. It looks old and deserted. But from it, you hear weird sounds. Something draws you closer. Do you dare open the door and go inside? Do you dare enter the haunted shack? Hey, creep. Don't touch that dial. You're listening to the Haunted Shack Theater.
He asked you to rob any graves to get him a body.
We're going to have something special coming up.
Jumping bean.
comes running in when the alarm goes off, and they go, "Why are you standing around, Donnie, you faggot? Why don't you do something?" And he says, "I ain't a faggot, you're a faggot." And let's listen in and see what happens with the movie, because it's a lot of fun.
Ben nearly died because of you. A man goes up in flames and you stand there like a faggot.
I'm not a faggot.
What?
I'm not a faggot. It just covered. It covered him up. He wasn't evil, but it covered him up.
What are you talking about? I covered Ben!
No, the cover of flame. The cover of the flame.
You know, you're crazy. I always said you were crazy.
You stay away from me. You think I was afraid? You think I'm crazy?
What are you talking
about? I would have helped him.
What are you talking about? You're a sicko.
Hey, Donnie, wait a minute. Hey, let's go have a beer, man.
No, thanks. I gotta get home.
Oh, well, so do I, but let's go have a beer anyway. Come on.
I can't. My mother's sick.
Okay, but wait a minute. Now, listen. I don't want you to go home thinking that was your fault, man, because, I mean, things can happen and a guy can freeze in a situation like that, you know?
Hey, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right. He's the one that's sick. He's a faggot, not me.
Hey, you're probably right about that.
You know, that's the way those people are. They call you names and they're the crazy
ones. He's a lightweight. Don't worry about it.
But that's the way it happened. You're right, Bobby. Hey, I froze. I couldn't do
hey,
anything.
Hey, you know, speaking of freezing, I'm going to go find a nice warm bar stool. Why don't you come along, huh?
Nah, I can't.
Okay, all right. I'll see you tomorrow, man, okay?
Okay, see you tomorrow.
Hello, I'm Carl the Tigress. Come see my new film, The Tigress. I'll be waiting.
Rated R. Under 17, not admitted without parent.
All right, don't go in the house. That's what you shouldn't do. That's because up the Danny Coyer's driving around in his truck, and he's going to pick you up and take you back to his house. Okay, let me tell you, this thing has just got a real spooky feel to it, because Danny's walking around all by himself in this big, big house, and he keeps having to examine me images in his head. It's him as a baby boy, maybe 9 or 10 years old, and his mama grabs him by the arms, and she sticks his arms over to the flames of the gas stove, and she burns him. She says she's burning the evil out of him. Now, it's crazy, because he keeps having this vision in his head every time he sees fire, and it drives him crazy, and he works at an incineration plant. Well, he just comes home after he just sees somebody catch fire and didn't do anything. He just sat there, and he comes home, and he says, goes looking for his mom. His mother is upstairs dead, just like in Psycho, okay? Only Danny Kohler comes up there and she just died that day, which makes it so crazy and heavy on him. So he goes up there. Let's get on the scene on Danny Kohler coming home and finding his dead mom. Okay.
I made you chamomile tea, since you've been having so much trouble sleeping lately. There. It's nice and hot. Oh, you're already asleep. Don't you want your tea? I made you tea. Mother? Mother, are you all right? Mother?
Oh, man, could you listen to this and you're not watching it? The reaction right now on Danny Kohler's face, he's just going crazy because he realizes his mom's dead. Oh, it's great.
No. Wake up. Mother, wake up! Please wake up! Please wake up, Mother!
Music loud?
Thank you.
runs upstairs to make sure his mom's still dead, because now he's not sure if she's dead or she's walking around the house. But he runs up there, and sure enough, she's dead, and the voice in his head starts talking to him.
She talks to the useless play. She wants us pure. Everlasting life. She wants us play. It's your turn. It's your turn. You can do it. You're the master of the play now. You'll get out of it now. It's up to you. You're the master. That's right.
Having one of his flashbacks to when his mom burnt his arms over the stove.
Donald, come here.
No, Mother.
You're a bad boy, you're evil, and you must be punished.
No, Mother, please don't. I promise I'll be good.
Come here, I said.
No, Mother, please, no.
Your father let you do things like that, but he's gone now.
Frankenstein.
Next to me, Linda Lovelace is strictly an amateur. Be sure and see my new film, The Tigers.
Rated R. No one under 17 admitted without parent.
So, Dracula.
We'll be right back.
Sherry Cafaro is burning up the screen in her most sensual role since Ginger. She's an erotic hip woman. She's too hot to handle. She'll set you up.
You know I had my reasons for coming.
She'll get you up and then she'll blow you down. Too hot to handle. Rated R. Under 17. Not admitted without parents.
All right. Welcome back to the Haunted Shack. Okay, now I hear this song in the background. It's got these lyrics, when we get home, when we're alone, you're my very own. Midnight surrender. It's real creepy, and they use this thing again later in a disco scene, which I ain't gonna get into because it's towards the end, but oh my good God, almighty Christ on a cross, it is incredible. But all I'm going to do is give you the beginning of the plot. Now, I just want to tell you, see, at this point, the guy who's playing Danny Kohler, now, he's this fella called Dan Grimaldi, and he made this thing in 1980, and he did some TV after it, like some Law and Orders and NYPD Blue and stuff, and then he got into The Sopranos. Now, he played a character called Pasquale Pizzi Parisi, and now, I don't remember it, but maybe he got bigger or something, but the fella doesn't look the same in this movie. Now, the director, Joseph Elton, they only did one other movie, and it was a thing called Joey, which sounds kind of sentimental, but it sure ain't Don't Go in the House 2, because it never happened. Let's go to Donnie now, driving around in his truck, trying to pick up some girls. I think he's got one in his truck right now, and he's making up an excuse for it to stop by his mama's house.
I'll only be a minute. Hey, I forgot the package. Could you hand me that? Thanks. Hey, why don't you come on in and say hello to Mother?
No.
Oh, she'll get a kick out of it, and then we could go.
No, really, I've
come
got
on.
To get home.
She never sees anybody.
Really, I just...
Oh, come
just
on.
Wanna...
Please?
Okay. Christ.
Careful now.
So Danny takes his girl to his house, and she comes up with him, and he says, come on in, I want you to meet my mother, and you just wait here. She starts poking around the house and seeing some strange things.
Mother, I'm home! Make yourself at home, I'll be right back.
Okay.
Hey, I don't even know your name.
Kathy. Kathy Jordan.
I'm Donnie Kohler. Donald, you know? It's nice to meet you. Well, let me go get Mother.
Okay, so now the girl's sitting in the room looking around, and there's this moment of tension, because you know someone's gonna get murdered in this movie, and this is the first girl.
Upstairs. Mother! Mother!
Okay, now one of the things I found out when I was looking up this movie is that the sound was recorded poorly, so I had to take the whole movie and redub it. So it gives it this extra weird quality where everybody's got these cartoon voices that kind of match their lips, but not really, so everything's kind of ADR'd. Automatic dialogue replacement, I think is what the people in the movie industry call it. But anyway, you gotta have yourself a decent sound operator. Now the girl starts to get a little upset, and she starts wanting to get the hell out of here because she didn't care about this guy's mom for what.
Mother's even sicker than I thought. I have to call a doctor and get him right over here. You understand, I can't leave her in this condition.
As soon as you've finished, I'd like to call a cab.
Dr. Wells, this is Donald Kohler. It's Mother again. She's worse than before. She can't get out of bed. Could you come right over? Yes.
Now, this whole time he's talking on the phone, he's got his finger pressed down on the receiver. So you ain't really calling anybody.
Oh, would you? Would you? Thank you very much. The doctor will be right over. If you wait a couple of minutes, I can give you a ride home.
Look, I know you have your hands full here. I'd just like to call a cab, okay?
But if you wait a few minutes, the doctor
will just... Look, babe, please use the phone.
Are you asking for my permission?
Yes. May I please use the phone?
Yes, you may.
Warning, the most terrifying motion picture ever filmed, The Body Shop. If you have any type of mental disorders, heart conditions, or just bad nerves, check with your doctor before you see The Body Shop. Filmed in 4D, extreme realism. We're not kidding. If a little blood bothers you, don't see The Body Shop. Completely filmed in Charlotte and Asheville, North Carolina.
If your partner is sexy enough, but projects little warmth, and warmth is what you desire, then you could use the emotional bondage spell. Are you and your lover sexually compatible? If not, it would be ridiculous for you to consider becoming emotionally chained. The bondage spell is dangerous. And many times the conjurer too gets conjured. It's fairly simple. You take a photograph, a bit of hair, or some intimate items belonging to the love object, such as a shirt or undergarments. You place them in the center of a table. Three candles, one yellow, one orange, and one red, should surround the treasures. Burn incense, your favorite. Light the candles, and for 9 full minutes gaze at the symbolic representation of your lover. Ring a clear silver bell 3 times, and cover the intimate area with 47 yellow blossoms. Chant 47 times. We are one. We are one. We are one. We are one.
Hey, creep. Don't touch that dial. You're listening to Haunted Shack Theater.
Good morning, Doctor. Let me tell you about a friend of mine. I couldn't get him to come see you. He claims he's feeling fine. Well, it seems he's lost his darling. Now I think I am he's losing his mind. So unhappy, he rarely ever sleeps at night. Won't admit it, he keeps saying everything's all right. But since he lost his darling, I think he's losing his mind. He hasn't got will to go on with him. He just think he's gonna be all right. Can you help him through his heartache? 'Cause he's losing his mind. He's losing his mind.
My fellow Californians, this is Ronald Reagan.
Get back to Don't Go in the House, okay? Now, the last thing we saw was Danny took this girl, got her all naked, chained her up, and doused her with gasoline, and lit her on fire with her flamethrower. Well, now, he ain't done with them. Because in our next scene, he takes them, and he's got them all on charred, blackened bodies, and he dresses them up in his mom's old, nice clothes, and he sits them upstairs in a room and puts them in a rocking chair, and he starts talking to them.
Mother, this is Linda. I wanted you to meet her before I introduce her to the others. Hello?
Hey, Donnie.
Bobby.
Oh, hi, Bobby.
Hi. Hey, listen, man. I got a message from Vito for you. Now, he says that if you don't show up to work on Monday, you're out of a job.
Hey, Donnie, did you hear what I said?
Okay, now, what you didn't see right there was Donnie seeing a dead body, one of the charred dead bodies walking around in his house.
Okay, listen, man, all I'm trying to do is help you out, you know, and all you're giving me is nothing, so have a nice life, huh?
Wait a minute. Listen to me, Bobby. Hey, I'm in a lot of trouble.
I'm scared.
What kind of trouble? What's the matter?
It's my mother. She's sick. You know, and... Well, I'm real worried, Bobby.
Listen, you want me to come over? We could talk about it.
No, no, you can't come over right now. Father Garrity's gonna come over. Cause my mother's sick and she hasn't been able to get to church.
Now, wait a minute. Garrity, now what's that old witch doctor gonna do for
her? Well, he knows what to do. He knows.
Okay, okay.
But now listen, give me a call if you need anything, okay?
And hey, Donnie, I really hope that you get to work on Monday, man.
Listen, Bobby, thanks for calling me. I think you're the only friend I have out there.
It's all right. I'll see you, man.
No!
Oh, yes. He got away, but you won't. You'll pay. You'll suffer.
No. You'll have to suffer now.
She's evil. She can't hurt you now. We'll help you punish her. We'll help you.
That's right. I have my friends with me. If she doesn't stop it, I'll punish her again. You hear that, old lady? I'll punish you again! Did you hear me? Did you hear what I said? Don't you ever talk to me like that! That's better. Don't make me do anything bad, Mother. You're laughing at me? You think I'm crazy for talking to my mother like that? You're all bitches. Selfish and vain. Don't you dare laugh at me.
So he slaps this one across the face, and because it's a dead body in a rocking chair, it starts rocking back and forth, and it looks real creepy. It's almost like it's really alive. And as he's sitting there, he starts just getting all creeped out, and he realizes all the dead bodies are
I won't stand for impudence from any of you. And stop trying to scare me all the time. It won't work. You can't fool me. Promise to be good. I'll leave the lights on. And remember, no more laughing.
Directions. Now, I think this DVD is out of print, and got mine a long time ago, and it, I think it's on image. It looks pretty good, and though like I said, the sound is kind of weird, but I like it. It was all overdubbed and everything. All right, now you remember earlier I was telling you about this movie being all misogynistic and whatnot, and all the women's groups protesting it. But now, getting their panties all in a bunch because the women's was getting all burned up and all, and just being all nasty toward the ladies. Well, I just want to thought a real important point to make here, and that is that the producer and the writer of this is a gal by the name of Ellen Hamill. Now, isn't that a kick in the shorts? Yeah, this was written and produced by a lady. And this thing has more guts on every frame of it than anything what's been coming out in the last several years. I tell you, these late 70s, early 80s slasher gore movies really got a special place in my heart for me because they're just so damn vicious. Now, in the 80s, everything started getting kind of real jokey, you know. I mean, I love Evil Dead and the Evil Dead 2 and the Army of Darkness. And I love all them things, but I kind of blame Freddy Krueger because I remember the first Nightmare on Elm Street being okay? But then, I remember being in a theater with a special lady friend of mine. She loved to watch these movies. She wanted to see them every time they came out. And I remember sitting in the one watching the Dream Warriors about the crippled kid, and he has a dream where in his dream he can walk around and fight. He's fighting Freddy Krueger, and I just said, I'm done. I have had enough. This is stupid. And it was stupid then, and it's stupid now. And I don't like all them franchises. Now, the Friday the 13th stuff, I got a special place in my heart for that. And the Texas Chainsaw, well, that should have never been franchised. That's just a standalone movie. Now, in the last decade or so, you got this trend where you got these 90-pound supermodels, and they end up at the end of the movie, they're beating up and killing the monster or the killer or whatnot. And now, here's the deal, folks. If a 90-pound supermodel, all skinny little girl, 90 pounds soaking wet, can kick the ass of your monster, that ain't a very tough monster, let me tell you that. So that's just pussy. And these horror movies, a lot of times lately, is pussy. Even the Hostel 2 movie, the girl ends up kicking ass at the end, and I just don't buy it. Now, you get some supermodel, some 90-pound supermodel, and she comes walking onto the screen and don't go in the house. Well, you know what's going to happen there. That girl's going to end up being a crispy fried piece of beef jerky sitting up in Danny Kohler's special room chatting with his mama laughing. Oh, goddamn, these things are just vicious, folks. Just vicious. Watch Manny. Watch the Maniac movie or the Prowler or things like that. I'm going to get into this stuff later, so I'm not going to give away all this stuff I'm going to get into, but I really like that vicious stuff. It's just crazy. So if you want to have yourself a spooky time, here's what you're going to do. You're going to get a giant gill monster, and you're going to get Don't Go in the House. And you pop up some popcorn or get yourself some sodas, or you want to kick it up a notch, get yourself some popcorn and get yourself some beers. Or you want to do it Uncle Yaya style and really get yourself into a dark place, you're going to get yourself a bowl of popcorn, you're going to get yourself some raw ground beef, and you're going to get yourself some PCP. You're going to get that's called angel dust. And then you're going to smoke that angel dust, and you're going to sit there with your raw ground beef and maybe a bottle of Everclear or a bottle of warm tequila. And you're going to watch these movies, and I tell you, you're going to go into a dark, dark place, my friend. Now, don't go do this unless you're planning on going into an asylum and asylum later, because this stuff will wreck your brain. I ain't kidding you, okay? So be careful if you do that, because you might just end up cutting up your mama, putting her in the room and lighting her on fire, because this stuff will tweak you. All right? So anyway, have yourself some fun and watch this movie. Do it every which way you like it. Maybe you can do it a special way and you can write to me and tell me what you've done. Now, this time, I just want to cut. Don't go in the house.
If you value your sanity, Don't go in the house if you believe in evil. Don't go in the house.
Oh, God.
Because the people who live there aren't people anymore. Don't go in the house. But if you do, don't say we didn't warn you.
So I want to thank Lee Joseph at Dionysius Records, because I played a couple cuts off of a few Dionysius records there. And I want to thank Haunted George, because Jeff originally called George and said, hey, you want to do a radio show, a podcast and things that has to do with movies? And George said, I'm too busy just sitting around doing my music thing. Uncle Yaya, you think you can handle this? And I said, George, I'm your man, buddy. You let me take the reins from this thing, and you go do your thing. You're busy jet sitting around going to South America and Africa and playing for the troops over in Afghanistan and Iraqi. He's just going all around recording records and doing all the jet sitting with the stars and whatnot. So I just want to thank everybody, and God willing, and Creek Don't Rise. I'll see you next show at the Haunted Shack. Y'all come back now. Yeah. Now you just get back in your box and shut up. Shut up. Shut your damn mouth. You've been laughing the whole show in the background and everybody's been hearing it. Now shut up and get back in your box, honey.
Her real first name was Betty, but I'd rather just forget it. So I'll call her the first Mrs. Jones. We were married in September, and it lasted till November. Then one day she just took out on her own. I followed her to Savannah, New Orleans, and then Atlanta. Every day I begged her to come home. Pretty soon I started drinking, trying hard to keep from thinking just how much I loved the first Mrs. Jones. It was cold and dark one morning, just before the day was dawning, when I staggered from a tavern to a phone. When she picked up a receiver, I said, you're gonna come back, or either they're gonna be calling you the late Mrs. Jones. I put a pistol in my jacket, stumbled out and hailed a taxi. I told the taxi driver to take me to her home. I remember walking proudly. Everybody said I yelled out loudly, come on out, or I'm gonna come in, Mrs. Jones. The next thing I recall was walking through the forest, looking for a place to hide her bones. I dug and dug for hours, and then I planted flowers right on top of the first Mrs. Jones. Did my little story scare you? Oh, yes, I can see, because I'm so near you. Little beads of perspiration dot your clothes. Aren't you sorry now that you left me? Really now, don't you want to come go with me? After all, you are the second Mrs. Jones.
We're going to have something special coming up.
Bobby Dean Mercy Darling Contest comes to KTKT. The Bounce and Bobby Dean Mercy Darling Club rear window stickers are now available at the KD Studios. Get your Mercy Darling rear window sticker right away. Then listen to KTKT's Bounce and Bobby Dean show for the Mercy Darling rear window sticker numbers Bobby will be calling out. If you hear your number called, you must contact the radio station immediately and tell Bob you have the sticker number he just called, and you'll receive a free brand new 45 RPM record. Get your Mercy Darling stickers today.
Monster Man, Monster Man, Monster Man, Monster Man, Monster Man, Monster Man. He's the coolest in the land. Come and take him by the hand. Monster Man, Monster Man, Monster Man, Monster Man, Monster Man, Monster Man, Monster Man.
There's a monster upon you, know it. He's in your control.
Evil will have its finest hour when the grave opens and Count Yorga returns to walk among the living.
Wouldn't it be something if vampires did exist?
They do. Not in the classical sense, of course, but there are those who thirst for blood. In fact, thrive on it.
Can the dead desire, can the lifeless lust, can a vampire fall in love and give a normal kiss?
Cynthia, what have I told you? I possess the power to give you eternal life. Right now, this very moment.
I'd say you were marvelously mad.
Count Yorga returns from the land of the dead to seek a mate from among the living. This time it might be you.
One never knows when he might encounter some of the more unusual truths that exist in this world.
See the return of Count Yorga, the most unearthly love story ever filmed. Here is a vampire picture you can really get your teeth into. In color, rated GP.
Yeah, there, boy.
Good night. What?
with us next Saturday night at 11:15 for another action-packed thriller on Shock.